This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, this week, Butler's the place to be.
Butler's the place to be, and I had to fight my way through traffic in downtown Butler to get here.
That's right. The county fair starts today, county and it fair. Goes all the way through Sunday. So Butler's population will, what, double by the time?
Yeah, be like the Butler homecoming when we have 2,200 people in Butler.
I think we need to get the census to
and,
take
that's
the count.
That's when we need the census,
that's
right,
Tobin? Yeah, during the county fair or the Butler homecoming.
Yeah, and of course next week will be the Magoopin County Fair.
Yeah, we'll start that on Sunday night.
And we have an individual here that is knowledgeable about Carlinville. And,
I think so,
and
yes.
Even the state as well.
Well, a little bit. Maybe.
Carlinville Mayor and former State Senator Deanna DiMuccio is our guest. We'll have that conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're here to talk about how things are going with you. It's been a while since we've had you in our hallowed grounds.
It has been, yes. Things are going well. As you indicated, I started the mayor's job in May with our swearing in at our first city council meeting. And so far, we're still in operation over there, and I think things are going fairly well. Everyone seems to be pretty upbeat, and working together. I think that's a real plus for us.
Let's talk a little bit about that decision to run for mayor, because you and I know. I mean, doing news here for 8 years, you and I know each other pretty well, and I was kind of.
Like, were you surprised?
I was a little surprised that you were running for mayor. Well, what provoked this decision?
You were probably not as surprised as I was, because when I was approached by several individuals throughout the community that came, they called, asked if they could come out and have some coffee, and of course I knew them, and you know, whatever. We sat there, and they dropped this on me, saying that they would really like to see me run for mayor. Told him I would have to think about that. Because I've been out of it now for about a year, year and a half. And I said I'd have to talk to my family. I don't know if they want to really get back into it. You know, we're just kind of, the dust was still settling. And by the time I got downtown, so I had told them that I would think about it. Well, by the time I got downtown, it was all over the community that, Dee, you better, hey, I hear you're running for mayor.
Isn't that funny how coffee shop
talk
goes that way?
Yeah, coffee shops, I tell you what, if you want to have anything, if you want to get anything done, that's where you go. And my joke is, and it's really not a joke, that during the campaign, I spent a lot of time in coffee shops and went from coffee shop. And, of course, there's a regular routine that there's the 5:30 clock group, and there's a 6, and there's an 8, and I had all the times down. I was so wired at nighttime that
it's interesting that you mentioned you spent a lot of time in the coffee shops. And did you find people would open up and tell you?
They tell you everything.
Yeah. Tell you what you wanted to hear, or probably some things you didn't want to hear.
Right.
But a lot of it was very constructive.
Absolutely, and I took their advice. Matter of fact, a lot of the comments coming out of the coffee shop, I had several different groups that would kind of be my eyes and ears. And if they heard something, or if they heard a rumor, if they heard something that they knew themselves was not true, they just punch me in on my cell phone, and 5 minutes I'd be sitting there at the table saying, hey, I understand you have a question, or you have an, there's an issue. And so they were my eyes and ears. And actually, I really appreciated the fact that as you got to know all the different individuals and the times and whatever. I knew them, but I just didn't know what time, you know, that groups all met. You know, as I said, I drank a lot of coffee, and by 5 o'clock at night, I was wound. I mean, I was ready to go for another 5 or 6 hours, you know.
I think there's a myth out there among the general public that being a mayor of a small town is kind of a part-time job, but wrong. It's a full-time job if you do it and do it correctly.
Right. I campaigned on the fact that I would be a full-time mayor. I, of course, you know, it is a part-time job. I love my community. I love Carlinville. Vince and I had lived there over 50 years. I've been involved with numerous civic organizations and different groups, you know, throughout the community. So I know a lot of, I knew a lot of the people. I still know a lot of the people there. And so when I started thinking about this, I felt that I could probably bring to the city my knowledge, you know, for whatever it's worth, my involvement with the state, my involvement with the state legislature, just my networking across the state over my years in the Senate and Vince's years gives me a whole wealth of individuals out there that I can pick up the phone and put in place a phone call. They know me, I know them. And if I ask for help, they're there to help me.
And one thing, being mayor of a small town, it's not like when you were a state senator, you had to go Carlinville, Staunton, yeah, all the way across the state.
Right.
You're pretty much honed in one
right
area.
Yes, I'm 3 blocks from the house. I can walk to work if I want. I usually get there somewhere around 8:30, 9 o'clock, leave there at 3:30, 3, 4 o'clock. That's almost every day unless I'm out in the community and I'm doing other things, you know, whatever. But I started out my first week in office, and actually several days before I took office, with a problem coming in with our water. We had a pump go down, and we had to go on a conservation
request.
Yeah, request. We had to ask everyone to, you know, conserve water. And we had to work through that. And, you know, people are, you know, when you start talking about water, that's important, you know, cooking, flushing your toilets, you know, just your normal daily taking a shower. So that was my first kind of my first week, and even as I took the oath of office on that Monday night at the council, we were still under, we were still dealing with that. So since then, we have now had our pump. Everything's gone, you know, very smoothly. We've had to, we just hired a new public works director. He started on Monday. He will be over our street department, sewer and water. And we're very glad to have him come on board. He's kind of a local guy coming out of Girard. That's where his home is. Eventually, he and his wife and family are looking for a home in Carlinville. So we're very excited about having Tim and Sarah come on.
And that's normal city policy. If you work for the city, you've got 30 days to move into the city.
Right, 5 miles is the limit. Yeah.
I would think in your position as mayor now, of course, but I would think your vast knowledge of where you've been and what you've done would be very helpful to you in this position.
Well, and it has been, Ralph, and I think that that's certainly one of the things I stressed in my campaign, that I could bring to the table some of the things that I feel are going to be necessary to move our city forward. And, you know, I'm certainly in a three-person race. It was, you know, everybody was out there, you know, trying to scramble in a three-person. You never know how you're going to come up. But I had, I think, 53, 54, whatever. It doesn't matter, percent of the vote. And I got a really fairly good mandate to move us forward. And so far, some of the things that we've done, particularly within the I'm saying in the first 30 days, we were able to do a redevelopment plan on our plaza. And I don't know if you've seen the plaza out there in Carlinville, but we're going to redo that. And we've signed with Central Realty an agreement and with a business tax, TIF, sales tax, and They were very excited about the fact that I had won. We met with them a couple of days after the election, and then we did a redevelopment. So you'll see that plans to take on a whole new dimension. We're looking at our contract calls for a anchor farm and home supply store. Since you have Rural King and that we sent over from Carlinville to you and Litchfield and your Aldi's.
I haven't figured out that yet. We won't go there.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
No. But we don't have time to solve the problems.
No, we're not going to solve all the problems. But when our Rural King and Aldi's moved out and came over to Litchfield, we know that brought a lot of a lot of Carlinville residents here.
And then the Walmart Supercenter came, and then all heck broke loose.
Yes, and everything. But we have a really nice Walmart there. But we're looking at that kind of that anchor farm and home, and we're also looking at filling all those spots.
Secretary of State's office is, isn't it? The plaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and that's where we have a restaurant out there. Mm-hmm. We have the Secretary of State, Vincent, and my senator. Office used to be out there at the plaza. So the agreement calls for a rehab, a new facelift, blacktop. We were able to get that done. I think on my second meeting, we were able to do that, and that was one of the things that I campaigned on, and I was able to bring it home and deliver on it.
And when we talk about what you lost, for instance, like Rural King and some of those things, but when you look at the overall picture of Carlinville and you evaluate Carlinville, you have Blackburn College.
Yes.
You have a nice, modern, up-to-date hospital.
Yep.
And you have a lot of things going
you.
So
we
many.
Do.
Plus all that, your proximity to Springfield.
Sure.
Just up the road, and you're there.
Well, I'm on the board at Blackburn, and we had, I was on the interviewing our new president, as you know, Mim Pride is retiring. Her last day is the end of the month.
Right.
And we hired, I was on that transition team to look at the interviews. And we have a nice young man coming in with some small children, he and his wife, Rachel. It's John Comerford. And his wife, Rachel, is from Waverly. And what a small world when you think about it, because they were coming out of the Fulton, Missouri. That's where he was located. That's certainly one of the things that when they came in, and our interviewees, that when we were doing the interviews, all commented about our community, and they were willing to move and, you know, whatever. So Blackburn is a very integral part of our city. And matter of fact, on July 12th, I'm hosting a breakfast for John with city officials and with everyone in the community so that they'll have an opportunity to see how the community and Blackburn ties together. I think it's important for him to know everyone in the city and for us to know him, and we're very excited about that. And then you talk about the hospital, of course, that's a huge asset. Mm-hmm. With Blackburn and the hospital, Prairie Farms,
Derek, left them out.
It seems like you mentioned the hospitals, it seems like this area, and I'm not just limiting Carlinville here, but it looks like this area, the hospitals here, are really making an effort to improve their facilities.
Absolutely.
Hillsborough area, you know about renovations.
Right.
St. Francis Hospital added their new surgery.
I was on the board then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Carlinville Hospital, then you have Staunton Hospital. They're going under renovation. I mean, it's a good time.
When you look at areas, and Tobin, you just talked about all the local hospitals, and then we go to areas where if you lived in a rural area, you may have to drive 50 miles to get to a doctor or a hospital.
Right.
We failed to realize, I think, how fortunate we are.
Working while I was in the legislature, I was quite involved with the health care issues. And hospital accessibility is huge for rural areas. And I was on the Rural Health Task Force, which you just hit upon making sure that our hospitals, we know we can't do some things in a rural hospital, but we can do things to get them ready to be transported out or to send them on.
My mom's been in the medical industry for over 30 years, and she's always said that if the president was down in this area and he was starting to have chest pains. Mm-hmm. He better be lucky. He better be thankful that St. Francis is here, Carlinville here, mm-hmm. and Staunton's there. Mm-hmm. Because if you're having chest pains in that, you know, at least you got a place to go.
Well, and I think that was proven sometime last year, if I'm not mistaken, when you had an accident here on a bus accident.
The mega bus accident,
right,
absolutely.
On 55, you had all hospitals responding, you know, Carnival, they were sending him to Carnival, Litchfield, Staunton, you name it, they were sending him everywhere. And it just goes to show that, you know, with all of our community efforts, you know, our medical here is good for what we have.
That was one of the few times that this area was on the national news.
Yes, we were.
And there was a new trooper that was just starting at District 18. And we had a press event. I'll never forget this. He's like, is this always this way? And I said, you'll learn one thing real quick. This area does not do anything small. Right. We go all in, but we don't do anything.
Well, it just showed that that we were capable, and our small hospitals are really kind of a premier for us. And healthcare is very important because our population is an quote, as young as what we, you know, what some of us remember it to be.
And you just mentioned a while ago the importance in Carlinville, as you being a mayor now, and the importance of people working together. Mm-hmm. And that carries over into the medical field and everything else.
Absolutely.
The small towns all come together.
Yeah.
If you have a disastrous fire in Carlinville, you will have fire departments from everywhere
we
there. Mutual aid helping out.
We've had that, and you know, remember we had a house explosion a few years back when we had a death occur, and you know, we couldn't ask for anyone any better. And actually, I'm going to take you back to even with the tornado down in Gillespie. We had talking about that. We extended our guys out. Our police department was down in Gillespie, helping them out. One of the things, anything that happens, those communities call one another. I made a call to John Hicks. When it happened, Mont Olive, all of it. I mean, that's what we're here for. Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. Stateside, do you miss that side?
I do miss it. I really enjoyed working
even now with everything
Tobin.
Carry and gay marriage, pensions and all that.
I know Tobin, but that's just a small, you know, it's not small, so to speak, but I enjoyed doing the constituent work here in the 49th District. I mean, we, you know, taking care of problems and helping out communities. And although I may not be doing as many communities, and I'm now focused on one community, they're going to get a lot of attention. Okay, mm-hmm. I might as well admit that, you know, now my efforts will be going right into Carlinville. And so far, you know, it's working. But yes, I do miss I miss that aspect of not being able to be, you know, helping everything. Okay.
The budget for the city of Carlinville's got to be a lot easier than the state
it
of Illinois.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Matter of fact, they bring me the budget in the morning, and I know. And one of the interesting things about city government, it's probably not much different than our, you know, we have our committees, and on any given week, we have. I go to all the individual committee meetings at nighttime, so that when it comes to the floor, I have a knowledge of what's going on in that committee. And so we're averaging about probably four nights a week, and we meet twice a week or twice a month for council meetings. So you count that up, I'm gone out quite a bit, so there's not much difference in that, except I'm about three blocks from home.
One of the things I think in my own experience of being involved in several different things over the years, is I don't really look at something as a problem. I look at it as a challenge.
Absolutely, and you're right, Ralph, and that's how I look at it. Yes, we had a problem with the you know, there was a challenge there. We got the pump fixed. We got, you know, whatever. You know, so anything that we look at and do, we have a really good team, and we put a good team together. We have a good council. And we, you know, we've got a good team in the office. We've got a new city clerk, a new treasurer. several new aldermen. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to work. But do I miss it on a state level? Yes, I do. I miss the camaraderie. I love working with the senators there and being on the floor and, you know, doing the statewide, I guess, challenge, okay, to see whether you can get something passed. And there was really nothing any better than to have one of your bills get passed out. And get and have it sent to the governor, because then you knew that you were actually once that passed out of the House and the Senate and was sent to the governor, and he signed it, you made a difference in someone's life. Okay, and you know your piece of legislation had been through a lot of scrutiny,
right?
And a lot of things had been, you know, a lot of people had looked at it because it's not just something that they passed through. So you knew you had a lot of laws on the books.
And that's very important when you go home in the evening and feel good because you did something that helped someone.
Right. Yeah, and that's it. That's what I really miss about not being in the
Senate.
You're
doing the thumb thing.
Yeah,
you still
know
got
that.
It in.
Yeah, I still got the thumb.
Got it in, yeah.
I still, and I just love, yeah, you know, that's what I used to do on the floor. I used to get up there with a hat, you know, when I was trying to get my bills passed. But
pass this ordinance, I
know. I know. Well, they do that, too.
I know that.
But anyway, so it's on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And that's okay because we're seeing a lot of changes just within the 6 weeks I've been there. We're seeing some things happen.
And, of course, we've got a couple minutes left. Uh-huh. We mentioned at the top of the program, Butler is the place to be this week.
Yes.
Next week, Carlinville is
right.
the place to be. And the Macoupin County Fair, that always draws a lot of people to the Carlinville area.
It does. It starts Sunday night. I believe we have a gospel show on Sunday night. We do a potluck for all of the volunteers and members of the board and elected officials and whoever. I've been involved with the fair board for a number of years in supporting them, not only just locally but legislatively when they've had issues. There's been a lot of, I think in the past there's been times when they haven't received their money, and so we were able to help them out on that. So I think you were going to say something, right?
No, I was just going to say, Tobin, there's my favorite word, M-O-N-E-Y.
Absolutely.
Yes, the money, yes. So Sunday night it starts with potluck and then the fair. And we always draw a very large crowd for
And you draw from a big area.
And we draw from a big area. We've moved it up because we were able to get a different... The reasoning being we had a different...
Right outlet, wasn't it?
The group that we had in the past, we didn't book. Fair Queen Night is always big. I believe that's Wednesday night. Demo, big. Cars, you know, you name it.
Mayor, it's always a pleasure. We only got 20 seconds
Are
left.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I wish this program was
really?
An hour. We could have filled it.
Oh, I think we probably could have filled it in an hour.
I can only say one thing in closing. Don't let it be so long before you come back.
I will do that. I enjoy coming over. This is the guy that holds the invite, so you invite me back anytime,
definitely
okay?
Definitely will, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. We'll talk to you next week. Okay. So long.